The Ten Commandments of Selling Your Program. Number one, thou shalt use printed advertising effectively. Advertising reflects the product. If I offer a school magic show that sells for $25 per 40-minute show, would it be okay if I mail a school a handwritten, photocopied flyer? Of course it would. I'm offering an inexpensive product, therefore my advertising reflects my product. However, if I'm selling a $500 school assembly program, should I use the same handwritten flyer? Of course not. Your mailing piece is the first impression your potential customer has of you. If it looks cheap, then your customer will naturally assume your act is cheap. It stands to reason, and more importantly, it's human nature to think that way and to make those judgments. The truth may be that I offer the greatest program in the world has ever seen. But if I don't channel some of that greatness toward my advertising, the world will never buy my program. Your printed advertising should be as sharp or sharper than your program. This, of course, is a gradual process. Naturally, you can't afford a four-color flyer if you have a $20 act. However, if you work within your means, your advertising will improve as your act improves and your entire business will continue to grow and succeed. Here are some simple, common-sense thoughts about advertising. Number one, stand out. Be aware that schools receive stacks of mail each day from a variety of companies trying to separate them from their money. Your flyer will be among that stack. Make every effort for your flyer to stand out. Be creative with the design of your promotional flyer. For example, my Math, Magic, and Fun Show flyer was shaped like a calculator, with my 800 number in place of the numbers on the calculator pad. It was simply a matter of choosing a different fold of the paper. In the same way, my self-esteem show used a specifically folded flyer shaped like a toolbox with the theme Building Self-Esteem. It will certainly take more time to create a promotional piece that stands out. However, the extra time that you put into the design will be extra time your potential buyer spends looking at your ad. Number two, get help. If you know nothing about advertising and printing, or you know very little, get professional help. Read books and hire professionals who can help you look better on paper. In the end, it's money well spent. The Guerrilla Marketing Handbook by Jay Levinson and Seth Godin gives descriptions of all types of advertising mediums as well as excellent information about creating your business plan. As you look for help, try to find professional marketing and advertising people who would work for you out of their home. This will save you a great deal of money as opposed to paying an advertising agency. Advertising agencies are really the last resort unless you have unlimited funds. However, if you can make friends with someone who works with an agency, you'll be amazed at the results a professional can bring to your promotional materials. Thankfully, I was able to work out an arrangement with an artist who works with an agency. She is able to do my work freelance from her home. The cost is still high, but much lower than through the agency and much more effective than my own designs. Number three, faxable flyer. Almost all schools now have access to a fax machine. Many will ask you to simply fax your information to them. Prepare your printed materials so that they can easily be faxed, or prepare separate faxable flyers. Preparing these in advance will save you a great deal of time when you're on the phone requesting bookings. Number four, remember the purpose of printed advertising. It's called AIDA, attention, interest, desire, action. Your flyer should grab the attention of your potential customer, hold their interest, create the desire for them to contact you, and drive them to action, making the phone call. No advertisement is perfect, but you should strive to meet this AIDA principle. One of my more effective advertising ideas was to send a single peanut to my mailing list. A peanut is one of my logos symbolizing human potential. For the mail out, I spray painted real peanuts gold and placed them in a small box with a card explaining the reason for the peanut. Although it was nothing more than a printed nut, many of my customers kept it. Many of my customers called me to book programs. Many said they kept it on their desk as a reminder to call me in the future. The final word is, be unique, be different, be creative, and above all, be yourself. Don't advertise outside of your image that you are marketing for yourself. Remember, determine the image you want to present, and you will be able to sell that image.